Hi, this is Walter Trout, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
I used to be tender-hearted, but I ain't tender-hearted no more. I used to be tender-hearted, but I ain't tender-hearted no more. Now I have lived and learned, now I know the score. When I was nice and kind, I could not catch a break. When I was nice and kind, I couldn't catch a break. Ran all these backdoor, backstabbing, low-down rats and snakes. So tired of these jiving women, conniving men, smiling faces, got their hands out, friends. I used to be tender-hearted, but I ain't tender-hearted no more. 'Cause I have lived and loved, now I know the score. Conniving men, smiling faces, got their hand out, friends. I used to be tender-hearted, but those days are past and gone. And nice Lord, have mercy on the fool that does me wrong.
Dirty harmonica is that, eh? Regestrin and the Nightcats, off their album, came out last year, Grooving in Greaseland, and a track called Tender Hearted. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name is Dave Raven. Sorry, it's a day late. A day and a bit late, to be honest, because it's now 1:30 Saturday afternoon, and things got in the way yesterday and almost did today. But anyway, I'm here. I've got 12 lovely records, most of them new. They're all queued up, ready to go. I'm ready to go too. And all I need now is you. And if you're here, that's perfect. Ian F. Horseman has a new album out called Been Meaning to Tell You. Just been released. And here is a track from it called Mistreated.
love someone so bad that you hold on to their sweet nothing till you've thrown away everything you have. Do you know that feeling when you get blinded by your kind and loving heart? Later find out after digging for years he doesn't have one.
Lady on Roof Records, Ina Fosman, and her new album, Been Meaning to Tell You. I think it comes out in about a week's time. And Mistreated, she's been on Roof Records, 4 or 5 years now at least. And most of her earlier albums were all kind of rock blues based. On this one, she's sort of spread her wings a bit. And so it's a mixture of all of the sub-genres of the blues that's mixed in here somewhere. So that's one of the many examples of the different tracks on the album. But it's a good one too. Ina Fosman and Mistreated. In complete contrast, here's a couple of girls who've taken the world by storm in 2018.
Way down yonder, sometime I'm living with the law. Sometime bound for glory, sometime we're gonna see it all. Sometime just get on board, sometime I'm gonna fill my sack. Sometime I told my honey come back, sometime I'm gonna wrap that jack. Sometime no time wasting, sometime I come and get your fill. Sometime no time wasting, sometime I come and get your fill. Sometime way down yonder, sometime we're gonna drag that saw.
sometimes low to carry, sometimes I don't you hear me haw. Sometimes just get on board, sometimes I'm gonna build that stack, sometimes I do my honey come back, sometimes I'm gonna wrap that jack, sometimes no time wasting, sometimes I come and get your fill, sometimes no time wasting, sometimes I come and get your fill, sometimes no time wasting, sometimes I come and get your fill, sometimes no time wasting, sometimes I come and get your fill, sometimes try your patience, sometimes don't you just sit still, sometimes no more waiting, sometimes you gotta climb that hill, sometimes change is making, sometimes you gotta pay that bill, sometimes no time wasting, sometimes no time wasting, sometimes. Living with the law, sometime bound for glory, sometime we're gonna see it all, sometime just get on board, sometimes just get on board, just get on board, sometimes.
It's not fabulous. Lock and Bow and Venom and Faith, the album. Lock and Perth had a really good year, and with their new album they're going to prove to be 2019 will be equally as good. Coming to the UK on quite a few occasions next year. And if you haven't yet seen them, you should really do so. That's a track called Sometimes. Where are we? 13 minutes in. So I've got to do, it sometime. There's a clue. It's not been a good year for Raven's health. I mean, I haven't treated my body like a temple, it's true, but I haven't done too badly with it. Anyway, in the early part of this year, having coming back from Norway, actually, for the European Blues Union Challenge, which was wonderful, I picked up a flu virus, which then spread, and nobody knew what it really was, but I started undergoing treatment, as they say. And many months later passed, and I've taken a couple of shows off, as you know. Occasionally the voice was really, really bad. And then in August I get told I've got terminal cancer. Now, everybody's cancer is different, and the doctor that told me, the senior oncologist here in Kingston, sort of said she gave me 4 to 6 months left to live. Now, that's her opinion, and she's wrong. But we're getting close to the, what I call the end period, if that makes sense. And I plan to prove her not just a little bit wrong, but very wrong. But occasionally, sometimes, bits of the events of the body take over, and I end up in hospital, as I did yesterday. And quite a few friends into the blues show. Some people I know and know well. Others I've never met, but are friends. I've had some lovely emails this week from people who I've never met, but are friends by me playing you records once a week. And so really, it occurred to me that you can't tell half the people, and then the other half going, what's wrong with Raven? I don't understand. So here it is, basically. I don't plan to die for a long time, but I have got terminal cancer. I plan to be talking to you well into 2019, I promise you. Lots of new albums to play. But when the time comes, whenever it may be, that I can't do a blues show, that's when it'll just obviously suddenly stop. And I didn't actually plan to do any great big sort of Facebook blues show announcement, I'm dying, all that kind of rubbish. I really just wanted to sort of quietly say go. So I prefer no emails, no other messages saying, you know, how terrible. I've kind of had all those in a sense, and that sounds quite cruel in a way. If you want to drop me an email, please do, but you haven't got to. Don't feel that you're bound to do it. And I know, as I've learnt to myself, anybody with cancer, people treat it so differently. I've got friends, really good friends, who I've had for 50 years, who know I've got cancer, but have never mentioned it, can't talk to me about it. Others who've been the complete opposite. So, and I know it's going to be the same. So there we are. One day this music will stop. The blues won't stop. It'll go on in lots of other great DJs. And one of the reasons that kind of made me mention it today more than anything else was that a fellow DJ, 20 years younger than me, died of a heart attack this week. That's no way to go. So anyway, now you know. And you can tell who you like. It's not a secret. I plan to be talking to you for my birthday in August of 2019. Matt Woozy has an album out, putting it back into music, live at Gallagher's Nest, and here is Don't Tell Nobody.
What sinners are we too? And Don't you look into my eyes when we get down to business. Black satin sheets and a cognac flows. You're part of the deal. Oh, am I part of this bargain? You know I will keep it. And your children, are they older than me? And your body is telling tales on you. But I, Lord, I can't help myself. And I know you feel just the same way too. So don't you tell, don't you tell nobody. Don't you do it, don't you tell no. Don't you tell, I don't you tell no one. For if you should ever break this sinful union and let it slip to one of your friends when you get stoned, I swear to God I will kill you. I kill you, baby. And I will crush every single last one of your bones. So don't you tell nobody. Don't you tell, I don't you tell no one. Don't you tell. Tell no one. Scratch your name across my back, babe. And in a couple of days, those marks will all be gone. And scratch your name across my back, babe. And in a couple of days, those marks will all. Yes, and in a couple of days, those marks will all be gone.
Live at Gallagher's Nest is the album, came out towards the end of this year, i.e. about a month ago. Matt Woozy, lovely guy from the UK, and I know both Kevin and Pam are great fans of his, and that's a complete live set from Gallagher's Nest, and a track there called Don't Tell Nobody. Okay, Royal Albert Hall, the album came out about 3 months ago, live at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm talking about Beth Hart and her new album. It's just so good. Here she is with Soldiers in My Bed.
I'll take just a little bit more bass. Tired, been wired, and you're so uptight. Got no sleep last night, can't rest here. Desperate fears that I've been waiting so long. My feet are bad, I fumble. I've been waiting so long, barely holding on. I've
Good stuff, eh? Beth Hart, live at the Royal Albert Hall, 2018. That's when the album was also released, and there was Spiders in My Bed. Whoa. Okay, let's come back to the UK. No, we'll leave her there. Thank you, Beth. We'll now come back to the UK. Dev Ferrer, his album is Never Ever Say Goodbye, and Good Shoes and Good Places.
Long time since I've seen the sunshine lighting up the smile on your face. And if I keep on walking, my shoes will take me back to that place. It's been a long time since I've seen the moonlight lighting up the spark in your eye. If I keep on walking, my shoes will take me back by your side. Almost hear the wind blowing, blowing through the curls in your hair. And if I keep on walking, I know my shoes can take me there. Touch of your hand. keep on walking, I know that I'll be happy again. A long time since I seen the sunshine lighting up the smile on your face. And if I keep on walking, my shoes will take me back to that place.
A lovely album. Don't buy it from iTunes or Amazon. Get it straight from the man himself, because he gets more money that way. Dave Ferrer, his new album, Don't Ever Say Goodbye, and Good Shoes and Good Places. The Raven and the Blues, what a thing I started last week. Normally I'll get, say, 10 or 12 emails and about the same number of Facebook messages to do with the blues show. That's fair enough. Mostly saying things like, oh, I like that, or I didn't like that. But last week, it must have been 25, 30 messages came in, all on the same subject. Me playing Ali Fakitore and Rai Kuda together, and comments saying, oh, thank you, Dave, haven't heard that for years. They were about a third, I would guess. Another third sort of saying, yeah, it's nice. I mean, I hadn't heard him for ages. Thank you for that. But sort of sign neither yes nor no. And the final third were the ones who were saying, what on earth is that? My wife was shouting across the kitchen floor, Raven, play some blues. And so basically an experiment. I hoped I'd reached out and taken you to the real home of the blues way, way back 1,000 years ago. And with some it worked and with some it didn't. And having mentioned Ali Fakitore, here is a band called Ragtime Rumours with their take on Favour. Thank you. Yeah, you're a faker. Ragtime Rumours is a band from Holland. Their album is brand new, called Rag and Roll. And they were the winners of the European Blues Union Challenge in Hell in Norway this year, representing Holland. And we've been waiting for their new album. And as you can see, sort of very different kind of blues to what the, what I would call the standard down the middle line blues is. But they reminded me just so much when I saw them working in Holland in April, and when I heard the album in full when it came about 3 weeks ago. They reminded me so much of this band, one of my favourites from New York City. It's kind of a moving group of individuals, but basically it's kind of the same four or five all the time. Hazmat Modine. Instrumentation. Hazmat Modine from Extra Deluxe Supreme from 3 years ago. and Moving Stones, and you can see the commonality there between there and the band Ragtime Rumours from Holland. Okay, Revenant Blues from an album again from this year. Live albums are so much, I won't say easier to make, but basically you have to do it in one take, and you can add a few overdubs afterwards if the guitarist were somebody who was out of sync, but basically you do it as if live, or you do it live, and then you tidy up afterwards and you release the album. So far so good, no studios to rent, it's all very good. So lots of live albums recently, and this is one from Alistair Green called Live from the 805 and Walking in Circles. Deserve an applause. Alistair Green live from the 805, which I really should check and find out where that is, and Walking in Circles. Now that's, as I was saying about live recordings, it's kind of warts and all in a way. You know, you do it, and if the bass guitarist or the drummer makes a slight mistake, oh, it's live. It's a live recording. I remember a great quote on the Woodstock album about this is a live album, and it's like a skin of a cow. It shows all history of the grazes and the tears in the skin and things, you know, and that's how something live should be. It should not be perfect. Let's have a complete contrast. Doug McLeod, Break the Chain is the album which came out in 2017, and Doug's gone back to what's called reference recordings, where it's just done absolutely perfectly with just sometimes one, well, at least one, but sometimes two microphones, and in a sort of completely dead room. There's no overdubs, nothing added to it. What you hear is what was recorded. So from Break the Chain, Doug McLeod, and Travel On. A guy who's been consistent on the show for 15 years now, since he first came to the UK and did a guest slot on the programme. We've had him live here in a house concert. That was fabulous. Doug McLeod, and from the album Break the Chain, which picked up so many awards this last year, and Travel On. Okay, back to Maria Muldua put an album out about 10 years ago called Don't You Feel My Leg, and it was a tribute to all the blues singers, the female blues singers who had gone before back in the 20s, and singing songs literally about all kinds of things that the men could never sing about. Here's Maria Muldura and Scat Skunk.
You was beat out in the cold. I sewed your clothes and patched your hose. You asked for silver and I gave you gold. Scat skunk, you done brought me down. You said you loved me and to trust in you. I stayed home the whole night through while you were out there loving someone new. Scat skunk, you done brought me down. When we first met, you were sweet and kind. Gave up my friends, loving you was divine. Summer came around, you lost all your class. You jumped out of the bath and showed me all. Yes, yes, yes. I just wonder why you were born. I'm gonna see you weep and mourn. I won't be happy till you're dead and gone. Scat skunk, you done brought me down. Showed me all, yes, yes, yeah. I was sure I would be your wife. You ran out and you wrecked my life. I'm gonna meet you in the alley and use my knife. Scat skunk, you done brought me down. Scat skunk, you done brought me down.
Scary stuff. Meet you in the alley and draw my knife. That's Maria Muldua from Don't You Feel My Leg, reissued. Came out about 10 years ago, as I said, but issued now again about 2 or 3 months ago. And that's called Scat Skunk. Okay, let's close with a couple of covers, both of them from the last couple of years. First of all, Jennifer Magnus, her album Blue Again, and her cover of I Can Tell.
Understand. I can tell answer your telephone. When I knock on the door, they say that you ain't home. Your sister let me in, she said I could wait. When you come home, you show up real late. Now I can tell
from the early 1960s, covered by many hundreds of singers over the last 50 years. Jennifer Magnus off her late last album, Blue Again, last 2 years ago, and I Can Tell, so there's one cover. And before we close with the final one, thank you for listening. davidravenblues.co.uk is the website. I hope to be with you on time next Friday, and so you'll have the show sometime Friday afternoon. And the download site for the podcast, it's on the website ravenblues.co.uk, but it's also on its own page all to itself, all 13 years of them. And that's very simple too. That's raven.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, raven.libsyn.com. Okay, let's close with Laura Chavez, who was the guitarist along with Candy Kane until Candy sadly died about 3 years ago. Laura is now working all over the place for different people, sort of a bass guitarist for hire. And here she is with Monster Mike Welsh off his album, which came out last year. It's called The Right Place, The Right Time. Laura Chavez, Big Mama. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time, I sincerely hope. And thanks for giving me an hour of your time. Bye-bye. Slow down. This thing's got me stuck.